thank you so much for calling just hours before the Grammy Awards. And first off, where were you and how did you hear of the tragic passing of Whitney Houston?
We were rehearsing Rihanna and Coldplay in the Staples Center on the main stage. And one of the cameramen was alerted on their BlackBerry and then set it on the headset. And then everybody was kind of stunned. And then, of course, there was probably ramifications to, you know, having to pay homage to her. And then we just kept on rehearsing and waited for the producer to tell us what we were going to do.
And that's the thing. Just because it happened hours before the Grammy Awards, you suddenly have to, I guess, rip off a fresh sheet of paper and decide, what are we going to do? The world is expecting some sort of a tribute. What do you do at that moment?
Well, you know, I'm directing. I'm not producing it. And the producer, Ken Ehrlich, is really a great producer. And Neil Port now of the Academy, the president, put their heads together and we'll come up with, you know, the proper attention that we need to pay Whitney. We all worked with her. We all knew her very well. I actually premiered her when she was 14 years old when I was directing Solid Gold. Dionne Warwick, her aunt, brought her on. So they'll tell us what we'll do. We haven't really got a plan, you know, totally. They're still thinking on it, but we'll do something special for her.
The what I guess CNN is saying and other outlets are saying is that it's Jennifer Hudson is confirmed to do some sort of a tribute.
And that hasn't come to me yet, but I just literally walked out of the video truck. So by the time I, you know, went over to the hotel to get some sleep before we do our dress tomorrow, they'll either BlackBerry me or call me and tell me what's going to happen, and then I'll mark it and plan it.
Now, I guess you yourself have had the opportunity of meeting, as you mentioned, Whitney Houston. Has this hit you yet? Is this tragic loss hit you personally yet?
Well, you know, how can you really, it's an emotional issue because I've known her for so long. I've worked with her quite a lot. Everybody, for the most part, in the music industry has. And it's kind of like you have delayed gratification. You kind of have delayed grieving because the task at hand is to put on an incredible show tomorrow night.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of the absolute busiest moment just before the Grammy Awards to call us and help us mourn the loss of Whitney Houston. Thank you very much. And whatever you do tomorrow to pay tribute to Whitney Houston, I'm sure it'll be very memorable.
You know, hello to my Canadian friends, and I always appreciate talking with you.
Thank you so much, and get some sleep.
Okay, talk to you later.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, bye.